look at it this way. The military, you know, have to deal with crises around the world. And their belief is as the climate starts to break down more and more, areas where food becomes an issue, water becomes an issue, where it already is in many places in Africa, you know, they respond in a humanitarian way to those locations. That's only one small component of this. What they're saying is that as things get worse, in other words, more issues within our own country, with food distribution issues, with additional flooding, with additional drought, with additional hurricanes, all the things that, you know, there's arguments about what causes them, etc., but that's not where they address. Their addressing is that they believe they can become overwhelmed themselves with crises that will occur in this country and in other locations around the world, and there are only so many of them. And if you add to that their infrastructure problem, for example, if sea level rises to a certain extent, like let's just say in the Norfolk, Virginia area, that's the biggest naval base in the world, just think what that would do to their ability with submarines and other things if they have major, major water issues there. So it's kind of like a ball going down a hill as far as they're concerned. And they're, I think, sort of at least putting us or putting Congress on notice that, look, this is an issue that's getting bigger. They're not suggesting they can fix it, but they need for us to be aware of it.
We know that in political circles, there are some skeptics that aren't sure that climate change is real. I'm just wondering if in the world of terrorism or in the world of the military, if there is a level of skepticism about this as well.
I don't think so. I mean, 14 generals were involved in writing this report. I don't think the military, I think large components of the at least the federal government, believe it's real. And Greg, if you, again, separate what causes it, because that's so emotional, it's such an emotional issue too, just dealing with the reality of we are getting hotter, that the hottest 11 years on record have occurred in the last 13 years in the United States. We are having more fires. We are having more floods. And so all of these things combined, which will affect other parts of the world perhaps more than here, will eventually affect us in our own 48 states down here. So I think it's something we have trouble accepting, but it's sort of the day-to-day reality is there.